Dylan Prendeville from Clonara returned from the World Dwarf Games in Germany with no less than 4 gold medals. This year's games were held between July 28th and August 5th at the German Sports University in Cologne. Ireland sent 14 athletes to compete in a wide range of events, and Dylan Prendeville has returned to Germany, from Germany rather. He's in studio with his 4 gold medals. First and foremost, congratulations.
Thanks.
Well done.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, first and foremost, Dylan.
Well, I'm Dylan Prendeville. I have achondroplasia, which is a form of dwarfism. I am 19 years old, finished my leaving cert there back in June. And as you've said, I competed for Ireland in the World Dwarf Games in Cologne.
So you were in Cologne. When did you swim? What day were you swimming?
I swam on the Friday. So I don't know what date.
Were all your competition in one day, were they?
Yeah, the swimming was booked for the Friday, and then there was basketball finals that evening. So I was in and out.
In and out, straight in. Yeah. And you came away with 4 gold medals. When did you start swimming? When did that become an interest to you?
Back in 2013, when I was 9 years old, we were going on holidays to a resort that had a pool that I wouldn't be able to stand in. So because I wouldn't be able to enjoy the pool, my parents said, may as well get him learning to swim for, well, life skill and safety. So got lessons out in the Maldron Hotel in Limerick, and ever since fell in love with it. And competition started then in 2014 at the UK Games in Birmingham, and loved it.
So basically, learn to swim just purely to ensure that you could take care of yourself if you're in the water, but it turned into much more than that.
Exactly.
Do you remember your very first competition?
Yes, it was a width of a pool, so not even a full length. I think it was like 10 or 15 metres. And you were allowed to use a flotation device, but I said not to bother with it. And I was swimming up it, and I could see the other dwarfs around me. I was like, let's just go as fast as I can, you know, and touched the wall, won a gold medal. And then I remember Ellen Simmons giving me the gold medal at the end. And that was a big deal because she competed in the Paralympics and stuff. So at the time, I looked up to, but now I'm looking up to Nicole because she's another dwarf and she's competed in Tokyo and Rio.
Wow, brilliant stuff. And that first medal give you a taste
more
medals.
Taste for everything, yeah. Taste for gold.
A taste for gold, indeed. What about training then? And do you train often? And what's the regime for training?
Well, it's 6 days a week in UL with the club, mornings and evenings sometimes, roughly 11 hours in total. 11 and a half to be precise.
That is in the Olympic size swimming pool.
Olympic 50 metre pool, yeah.
Wow. And for competitions then, how are you selected? Can you enter a competition yourself, or are you put forward on the basis of heats or?
Well, as I am a para swimmer, I don't have to make qualifying times for like regional or national swimming within Ireland. And then for like World Games and UK Games, it's just, if you want to go, you can go compete for yourself, you know?
Is it fun? It has to be fun. You have to enjoy it to do it for as long as you've been doing it. But is it fun?
I enjoy it, yeah. I like the thrill of being up on the block and then hearing the buzzer to get in, you know? Like, I like the social aspect as well when talking to the other competitors before we get out racing, and then when it's finished, where they're like, great job, and nice community built around it.
Brilliant. And when did you realise, or when were you told, Dylan, that you were going to Cologne for this event?
Well, the games were postponed since 2021 because of COVID. So there was a lot of uncertainty whether the games would go ahead at all, whether they'll just cancel these ones and move on to Australia, which are the next games in 2026, I think.
Yeah.
So when we got the go-ahead that Ireland was sending a team, I said, may as well, you know, bit of crack.
So did you have to go through a process, or does your club put you forward for Cologne? Were there a competition in Ireland first you had to go through?
Well, the DSAI, gets the team kit and, prepares everyone. But in terms of registering for the games, we went online, me and my dad, we filled it out, got sorted, and then, yeah, basically on the team.
The team and going to Germany.
Yeah.
How big a deal was the build-up to that? Because you have to prepare yourself physically and mentally. You have to train in the pool. But presumably you have to train yourself mentally as well to cope with the pressure.
Exactly. Well, as I've said, I've been competitively swimming for basically 8 years now. And I'm used to it. But just before, well, as the games were going on, I was at Summer Nationals in Dublin. So when the team was out there winning, I was swimming against tall people, getting PBs and, you know, still getting focused on the World Games to come for me.
Are you setting your sights on Australia already?
For the World Games? Maybe. I'm more looking forward to trying to get onto the Paralympic team. That's the route I want to go down. But at the moment, I'm a bit off.
Yeah, all in good time. How difficult is it to I suppose, blend or to mix your training, sporting life with your finished leaving cert this year with your schooling?
Well, to be honest, I always look at swimming coming first because it's what I really want to do. And education is still important. And so is the social life to that. So I've always been balancing it, you know, the best I can. The leaving cert will tell how well I balanced it, to be honest.
Don't worry about that for a few weeks yet.
I won't.
And when you finished in Cologne and you went in and all your events were in one day.
Yeah.
How difficult was that? Or was it easier because you had them all done in one go?
Well, it wasn't the greatest thing, but it was also kind of a nice thing to have because after the first two events, you're there like, okay, I'm knackered now.
Yeah.
I have to do two more events, you know? So part of me was sad that it was all on one day. You know, I couldn't enjoy it for longer. But the other part of me was like, great, done.
Very good.
Holiday.
And what, you went off on your family holiday afterwards. What about your particular strokes, your disciplines then?
Yeah. So the 50 fly is my number one favorite stroke. It's the toughest for most people. But
the butterfly?
Yeah.
You need serious upper body strength for that.
Yeah.
You enjoy that one?
I enjoy it because, like, it's a bit more pain suffering in a way. I kind of enjoy that bit. And then the backstroke and the front crawl are also up there.
So is all your training in the pool or would you do weights or would you do other training as well to help with the swimming?
We do land training and then I'll do a bit at home in my bedroom. Like, because we have a weight set, so I just bring a few up there and I'm there like, okay, got to do a bit, you know, keep up the strength.
I've got to pick up one of these.
Go for it.
I can say now I've held a World Dwarf Games gold medal. There's weight in that as well, isn't there? So 4 medals all in one go. You worked hard for it, so you were prepared for it. Was there a bit of surprise in yourself or family that you came away 4 gold medals in only a few hours?
Yeah, we were surprised by it because I haven't seen my competition like for the games since 2017. And without knowing what my competition is, we don't know, you know, what the outcome could be. So when we got there, it was like, okay, there's a lot of strong swimmers around, you know, and there was obviously swimmers swimming ahead of me and they were quite good. So the attention was there. And I was there like, okay, let's handle it.
Yeah,
let's
I can do this. You have a great outlook. You have a great attitude.
Yeah.
And what about the social aspect of all of this then, Dylan? How important is that as well? And meeting people, and do you make friends? I know you only had a very short time in Cologne.
Yeah.
But generally for competitions, do you get a chance to meet people and make friends?
Yeah, like we're there waiting on pool deck for our swims for ages. So it's always, you always get talking to people and making friends. So, social aspect is important in the sport, and it's one of the reasons why a lot of swimmers keep swimming.
Excellent. And you're waiting for those all-important results. Have you a plan for the future yet?
Keep swimming.
Keep swimming.
See how the results go, and depending, college or keep swimming.
All in good time, all in good time. Yeah. Your life ahead of you, of course. Well done. Many congratulations.
Thanks.
On your 4 gold medals. It's a wonderful achievement. Thank you very much, Dylan Prendeville, for coming into studio this morning. Thank you very much, and many congratulations once again.
Thanks.
Thank you indeed.